You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Brian Zumhagen. The normally chilly winter season is bursting this weekend with theater, music, and other performance. One of the most buzzed about is the Public Theater's Under the Radar Festival. Culture critic Claudia LaRocco has checked out some of the offerings, and she's here with me now. Hi, Claudia.
Hey.
So what kind of works are we talking about here? Is it straight theater?
No, by and large, it's not. You know, there's a range from video installation to puppetry, mime. There is some conventional work.
Some of the stuff you've seen before, right?
Yeah. Mark Russell, the artistic director, tends to pull in shows from the past year or so that had gotten a lot of buzz but maybe had a limited run and so were sold out. Shows that were at smaller theaters and are now being given a bigger stage. So we've got Pig Iron Theater's Chekhov Lizard Brain, which was really just a great mix of Chekhov's Three Sisters and neuroscience, and really a new way to look at repertory without sort of it being a straight adaptation of a classic. And then we have the National Theater of the United States of America, which some people may be surprised to know resides in our very own city. They're bringing back Chautauqua, which is based on the lecture series that ran, I think, from like the 1870s into the 1930s. It's interesting that NTUSA is looking at the question of art versus entertainment when, in fact, it is art and is also pretty wildly entertaining. So they're good shows to go to see.
What about the new shows this year? What do you find really interesting this time around?
Well, thus far, actually, the two shows I've seen have not been that interesting or exciting. Space Panorama was created in the 1980s and is looking at the Apollo moon landing. And it's a very sort of sweet half-hour mime show. But there's not really much there once you get beyond the sort of notion of, oh, wow, look at all the things he can do with his hands. And then Invisible Adam, which is coming from a company out of Halifax called 2B Theatre, was just really not very well thought out at all. I mean, it pushes a lot of contemporary issues. So there's terrorism and the fact that the economy has gone to hell in a handbasket. But it's a very conventional monologue that doesn't do much of interest with all of these issues. It just sort of pulls them in and throws them at us.
Now, this is the biggest the festival's ever been. We have 20 shows over 12 days. But on our website, you write that you're not so sure that bigger is better. Why not?
I think with festivals, really, it's helpful to think of the difference between a buffet where everything is laid out for you, but there hasn't been that much discrimination in terms of the choices made, and going into a restaurant where the chef has really thought very carefully about all of the dishes on the menu, all of the ingredients, and how they sort of go together to create a compelling experience. I would actually like to see festivals that are smaller. You know, I would love to have a festival that said, this is the smallest we've ever been.
But aren't there benefits to a bigger festival because it gives more performers an opportunity?
I don't know that the issue is that there need to be more opportunities for presentation. For me, what I really see that's missing are more people who are really taking a hard look at what is out there and perhaps doing less. The thing that you hear all the time, whether it is artists or presenters or audience members or God knows critics like me, is I cannot see all of the stuff that's happening, and so much of it is really not worth going to. But you don't know that till you're, you know, you don't know that. There aren't previews in the way there are with movies. So we rely much more on our curators, our artistic directors, to figure this stuff out for us.
And on that note, I'm going to add another thing to your options. There's another festival running during the same period, American Realness. It's a festival of contemporary performance. This one you're really excited about. Tell me why.
Well, first of all, it's small. I think it's 8 artists. And it comes from a really particular point of view. I don't like every artist who's in this festival. I've reacted really strongly against some of the work, but I love that there is a very particular point of view and mission, which is to debunk outmoded notions of what dance is in America, of what is happening in contemporary performance.
Who are some of the performers that you recommend we check out?
One of the works from last year that I really loved was Last Meadow by Miguel Gutierrez and the Powerful People. It was at Dance Theater Workshop and had a totally sold-out run. And, you know, it was one of those things on Facebook where people were sort of begging for tickets. So that's being brought back, and I would really recommend that people go to see that. It's Gutierrez is looking at American film through the lens of James Dean. It's really a larger meditation on America, on our culture. It's this dark, dreamlike work. And Michel Boulet, who does a gender-bending turn as James Dean is just knockout. I mean, it was one of the most phenomenal performances I saw all last year, so I would highly recommend that.
Speaking of curating, Claudia, how's your performance club going?
Well, as the curator of the performance club, I pretty much have to say that it is going very well, but I think it is, and certainly there is no dearth of strong opinions about what should and should not be seen on local stages among the club members. So if you want opinions, it's a good place to be.
I've been speaking to culture critic Claudia LaRocco. You can read more of her thoughts and find out more about her WNYC Performance Club by visiting the culture page of our website, wnyc.org. Thanks so much, Claudia.
Thanks.